Hi, and welcome to this demo of customizing your voiceover gestures, a course to make your own personal experience of using voiceover on your iOS device. And of course, I'm talking about the iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad to be much easier to meet your individual needs. So most people that I've heard on Twitter have been focusing on the rotor, which is the two-finger rotate clockwise and anti-clockwise to make it easier. And some people have suggested customizing that to the gestures two-finger swipe right for rotate clockwise and two-finger swipe left to rotate anti-clockwise. What I've done on my one, because I've got some iOS devices that don't have a home button, I've decided to do my own home button, app switcher, notifications and control center. I'm just going to show you how easy it is to do. And like I said, I've already done it on most devices except iPhone X. I don't know why I haven't got around to doing this, but I'm doing it now, which is good. Let me go into VoiceOver settings. So I'm going to use Siri. Open VoiceOver settings. Okay, so we want to get down to commands. Now that's at the bottom of the screen. So rather than me flicking right all the way down the bottom of the screen, I'm just going to do a four-finger touch at the bottom of the current screen.
Double tap timeout. 0.25s.
Then if I flick
button
back to the left with one finger.
Caption panel. Large cursor. Navigate. Always speak typing. Rotor act. Rotor. Activity. Commands. Button.
There's commands. One finger double tap on commands.
All commands. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Touch gestures. Button.
And we want to do touch gestures. One finger double tap.
Tap. One finger. Heading.
All the tap gestures, such as this one finger, are done heading by heading. So I want to get to two fingers. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around.
Words, characters, headings.
To headings. I'm going to one finger flick down.
Tap. Two fingers.
That's tap heading. Two fingers.
Tap. Three fingers.
Tap heading. Three fingers.
Tap. Four fingers.
Tap four heading. Fingers.
Swipe. One finger.
Swipe heading. One finger.
Swipe. Two fingers.
Swipe two is what I want. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Two fingers swipe left. Cancel.
So I want to do a two-finger swipe left. And I want to make
vertical that vertical scroll bar.
And I want to make that my home function. Okay. Now the system commands for that are right down the bottom of this huge long gesture screen divided up by headings. So if I touch my bottom of my screen,
vertical scroll bar,
right hand side,
12 pages, 0%,
12 pages. Adjustable. So I'm going to flick down.
10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, 100%.
Okay, and then I'm going to touch the bottom of my screen.
Copy speech to clip.
Then I'm going to flick up the screen.
Other, heading, system, heading.
And there's system. So a lot easier to get to. If you go from the top down to the bottom with the heading, what you'll find is sometimes the screen doesn't scroll and it won't talk the next heading. So what I found a more efficient way is to use the vertical scroll to scroll right down the bottom and then go back, what was that, two or three headings, much easier. So let's flick to the right.
Notification control activate home.
So there's home. So one finger double tap.
Selected. Two finger swipe left. Home.
Okay, so two finger swipe left is home. If I flick to the right.
Two finger swipe right.
Two finger swipe right is nothing. One finger double tap.
Cancel. Button.
And let me find my vertical scroll.
Vertical scroll bar. 11 pages.
And
0%. 10, 20, 30, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100%.
And then touch the bottom
toggle
of the screen.
Toggle text selection.
And I should be still in heading mode on the roller. Flick up.
Other. Heading. System. Heading.
In the system. Flick to the right with one finger.
Notification. Control. Activate. Spit. Home. App switcher.
Okay. So I'll make this one app switcher.
Commands. Back button. Two finger swipe left. Home.
So two finger swipe left is home. If I flick to the right.
Selected. Two finger swipe right. App switcher.
Is now the app switcher, which is really, really good. Okay, now I also want to do notifications, but I want to do four finger swipe up and down for that. So I'm on two finger swipe at the moment. So I'm going to do a one finger flick down.
Swipe. Three fingers. Swipe. Four fingers.
That's the heading. One. Flicking to the right.
Four finger swipe left. Switch to previous app. Four finger swipe right. Switch to next app. Four finger swipe up.
Okay, so four finger swipe up is not associated with anything because it didn't read it, of course. So one finger double tap.
Cancel.
Cancel. So I want to make this control center. So
vertical scroll bar.
Touch on the vertical pages, scroll down the bottom. 0% flick down to 20, 30,
40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100%.
That's the bottom of the screen.
Toggle text selection.
Flick up.
Other. System. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Notification control center.
Click a double tap on control center.
Commands. Back button.
Touch the middle of the screen.
Four finger swipe right. Switch to next tap.
Okay.
Selected. Four finger swipe up. Control center.
So four finger swipe up is control center. Flicking to the right.
Four finger swipe down.
Four finger swipe down. One finger double tap on that.
Cancel.
Back
button.
To vertical scroll.
Vertical scroll bar.
Right hand side.
11, 10,
20,
30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100%.
Touch the bottom of the screen.
Toggle text selection.
Flicking up.
Other. System.
Flicking
heading.
To the right.
Notification center.
And there's notification center.
Commands. Back button.
And one finger double tap on back because we're finished.
Command. Voiceover. Back button.
One finger double tap.
Voiceover.
And we're back to the main voiceover screen. To get home now, all I should need to do is do a two finger swipe to the left. And?
Calendar. FaceTime.
There's my home screen. Two finger swipe to the right.
App switcher. Settings.
There's
active.
My app switcher. Two finger
actions
click to the left.
Available.
Back to
FaceTime.
Home screen. Four finger flick up.
Control center.
Control
aeroplane
center.
Mode.
Beautiful.
Switch button.
Two finger
off.
Flick to the right for home.
Fake calendar. FaceTime.
Back to FaceTime. Four finger flick down.
Notifications. 9:54 p.m.
Two finger flick to the left.
FaceTime.
Back to FaceTime. Beautiful. So the original home app control center notifications are still there. So if I tap my finger on the bottom of my screen. That was home.
Home.
And then the app switcher.
App switcher.
App switcher.
Settings. Active.
And then from the top.
Control center.
Control center.
Aeroplane mode. Switch button. Off.
Top
FaceTime.
Again.
Notifications.
Okay, so they're all still there.
Notification sent.
It's just that I find now using my own custom gestures. So if I lock my iPhone.
Script.
Pop it down and I go to my iPad.
FaceTime.
Okay, and if I do a two
double
finger
tap
swipe to,
open. To
the right.
App switcher.
There's my
settings.
App switcher.
Active.
Two finger flick to the left.
FaceTime.
Back to
double
my home screen with
open.
The home button function. Four finger flick up.
Control center.
Control center.
Aeroplane mode.
Two finger flick
switch.
To the left.
FaceTime.
Four finger flick down.
Settings. Settings. 9 minutes ago. FaceTime.
Beautiful. So in summary, I've done two finger flick to the left for home, two finger flick to the right for app switcher, four finger flick up for control center, and four finger flick down for notification center. But anyway, that will do for my demo on sharing how I use the very cool voice over gesture customization in iOS 13. And just remember, you've got other functionality in there as well, not just gestures. So go and have a look under commands. And you'll see not only commands for the gestures, but for also keyboard, braille displays, etc. Anyway, that will do me for this podcast. And as I say in all my demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.